281, Siman Resh Chav Hey. So last time, before Shabbos, we saw a very interesting halacha. Let's run through it one more time. Haroyas Chaveiro La'achar Shloshim Yom Omer Shehachiyanu. You see someone, a friend, and you haven't seen that friend for 30 days. So again, that dovetails the halacha we saw last time, that these brachas, again, you have to have 30-day gap. Let's say for the halachas we saw in Resh Chav Dalet, like cemeteries and things like that. So again, it has to be that you weren't there for 30 days. So same thing here. You haven't seen a friend. Now again, it has to be someone you're very close with, as we'll see. And so you haven't seen them in 30 days. So then you see them, you make a shachianu. And then if it's 12 months, so again, we discussed it's 12 months, is it a year? Again, nafkamin would be a leap year. We discussed that. So again, if you haven't seen the person in 12 months, let's just make it simple. So then you make a machai mesim, and we saw the reason why is because the person went through a rush, Yom Kippur, you made din, and they evidently came out okay with the din, because they're still alive. So therefore, you make a machai mesim. So I mentioned last time when I was at the bris, so the Moel, the friend of mine who I hadn't seen in a number of years, so he made the bracha when he saw me, it made me feel good. He made without shame of malchus, but it's still a special one. Somebody says that, to be the recipient, it feels good. Because it has to be not just anybody, something you're really happy to see. So that's why it was special. He's about to be my grandson, and it makes it special. Base. So now we started this last time. Mishalo ra es chavero me'olam. You have a friend who you never saw. So now what's the case? The case is that you had letters. Today we can easily understand it, right? We can easily understand. Never saw somebody, whatever, and you never saw the person. Never saw them. Vishalko saw them. So you communicated through letters, but never met the person. So then the first time you see him, so what do you think? Do you think you make a shachianu? So you see it. Ainam of bracha riyasa. You don't make a bracha. So it doesn't make sense, right? Halacha and Aleph said, see somebody you're happy about, you make a shachianu. This guy, I've been pen pals for, I don't know pen pals, but whatever. So the Mishnah Berurah has an interesting swara. The Mishnah Berurah says the swara behind the halacha is because if you saw somebody, so then you develop a relationship with them. So then you don't see them for a long time, you're missing that relationship. Very interesting idea. But if you never saw somebody, so even though you had letters going back and forth, it's not the same relationship. It's not the same relationship. So when you do see that person, it's not the same zing. Again, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say zing. But so that's the difference. So he says, Kivan shlo nischaber imo panim opanim. Since you didn't connect with the person face to face, eimu ula ahava kokach achiye nena v'sameach b'riyaso. When you see the guy the first time, it doesn't have the zing. As opposed to I saw them, and now I haven't seen them in a long time. So there's a longing for that relationship that you have by seeing the person. So then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to an interesting case, and that is that if someone he brings out from Prima Gun that if someone was told that his wife gave birth. And he's in a distant country, right? People, again, we don't appreciate that. Like I mentioned, fly here, fly there, it's no big deal. But people, not long ago, when, to travel somewhere, it took months by boat or by, to Medina Sayyam. And then you come back and you saw that child for the first time. So the Mishnah Berurah said, you make a shachianu or a machayim esim if the child's already a year old. This would happen. We don't appreciate this. So then you would make that bracha. Okay. Good. Now, we're up to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yesh Orim Mishanasa Beno Bar Mitzvah. Some say that if you have a son and the son becomes bar mitzvah, yivarech. So you make a bracha at the time of the bar mitzvah, bracha to Hashem Elokim Melcholam, sheptarani me'oncho shel zeh. You see from the Ma'aril. So you make that bracha. Hashem, you absolve me from that kid's punishment. So right, the simple pshat is, because the father is responsible for the child, mitzvah chinuch, and until that point, the father, if the kid is out of line, the father's responsible, not responsible. Now, okay, so those of you who have kids or bar mitzvah, so the Mishnah Berurah says, doesn't mean you still have the mitzvah of al-chacha, that you see your child is above bar mitzvah doing something wrong, you have to direct them, and you have to, you know, it's not like you throw them out of the nest, right? So, and the Ramah finishes off, v'tov levarach below shem l'machus. So Ramah says, it's best to make this bracha without Hashem's name. Baruch shevatrani me'on shosel zeh. Now, what's interesting here is, look at the brackets for it, not the brackets we're up to, the brackets on the line previous. Where does this halakha come? So you can see it's from the Maharil, the name of the Mordechai, and it's Brachos, it's a Medrash, Parshas Todos. So Mishnah Berurah brings down that this is very interesting, because, so what did the Ramah say? The Ramah said that a child becomes bar mitzvah, so you make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, okay, you say Hashem's name. So all of a sudden the Ramah says, but you should make without Hashem's name. Why? So Mishnah Berurah says, because this bracha is not mentioned in Shas anywhere. It's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. Where's the source? So as it's brought down in the brackets, it's a Medrash in Parshas Todos. So therefore, since it's a quote-unquote only, again, I don't like using that word, only a Medrash, it's not brought down in the Gemara, it's not brought down in the Brachas anywhere or something like that. So therefore, some say you make it without Shem L'Machos. So we're running a little late, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Vilna Gaon and others that say, no, you say Shem L'Machos, you say with Hashem's name. And as you can see, that's what the Ma'aril did. He made it with Shem L'Machos, he said with Hashem's name. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that from the Chaya Adam, that also, the Chaya Adam also says that someone who says uses Hashem's name at his son's bar mitzvah, so lo hipsid. They didn't lose out. They didn't do anything wrong. Okay, so next time we're together, we'll talk about this bar mitzvah stuff. When's the bar mitzvah? What's the idea of bar mitzvah? You know, what's this bracha, tarani? How does that work? We'll see an interesting Aruch HaShulchan on that. But that will be a Emes Hashem for tomorrow, probably another.